This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. You might not know who the psalmist is referring to in Psalm 110 upon first reading it, but if you check out some cross-references, it becomes clear he is speaking of Jesus Christ, the Lord. This is how you discover that the Bible is its own best commentary. Verse 1 is referred to by Jesus in Matthew 22 and by Peter in Acts 2. Verse 4 refers to Melchizedek, who is first mentioned in Genesis 14 and then again in Hebrews 5 and chapter 7. And verse 5 reminds you of what Jesus said before the high priest in Matthew 26:64. I say to all of you, in the future you will see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of the Mighty One and coming on the clouds of heaven. Note also the testimony of Stephen at his stoning in Acts 7, and Paul's declaration in Ephesians 1, where God seats Christ at his own right hand in the heavenly realms, far above all rule and authority, power and dominion, and every title that can be given, not only in the present age, but also in the one to come. And God placed all things under his feet. Other references based on this psalm could be found, but these are sufficient to affirm that David is here identifying a human being whom he calls his Lord. That one is none other than Jesus Christ. He will have the final word, so it would be wise, like David in this psalm, to affirm Jesus Christ as your Lord and God by faith, surrender to his control, and follow him wherever he might lead you. Then it can be said of you, you can't lose for winning.